Hi, everybody. Welcome to The Right Side with Doug Billings. I appreciate you being out there. We are on all of the major podcast platforms on the planet, and I'm glad that you have found us. It means a lot to me. It really, really does. The blessings of the show have been abundant, and we thank you for listening. So let's just dive right into it. The impeachment scam is really something that I don't want to take a lot of time on. I don't even really want to talk about it because it's a sham. It's fake. It's not real. It's a myth. And it's riddled with not only lies from the Communist Socialist Party, but it's simply, and quite frankly, as you all know, a waste of time. So I don't want to spend a lot of time on it because it's just too ridiculous. And it really doesn't deserve a lot of our attention, ladies and gentlemen. But we've got to be prepared for what the Communist Socialists are going to be putting forth, legislatively at least, after this sham is over next week. Never mind that the members of the Communist Socialist Party and members of the celebrity class and the fake news have, ever since President Trump announced his candidacy, they've said the most hateful, the most violent things about him. Oh yeah, it's fine when they do it. Not a problem. No big deal. Nothing to see here. Decapitations, threats of murder. Yeah, the members of the electoral base of the Communist Socialist Party last year and continuing into this year spent their time burning their own cities that were run and led by members of the Communist Socialist Party. That's all they did, and they still continue to do it in cities like Portland and so forth. So it's a waste of time. It's a sham. It is ridiculous. So enough said. We all know it's a mockery. This is all about the catastrophic fear that they have, that the Communist Socialists have, of President Trump, and they want to do anything possible, quite frankly, to prevent him from running for elected office again. It's beyond political at this point. It's beyond partisanship. It's pure evil what they do. It's evil and it's godless. And it's driven by hate, which, by the way, are the main ingredients of a political party that's not only possessed by the devil, but, ladies and gentlemen, the Communist Socialist Party, which has in every conceivable way replaced the Democratic Party in America, is no longer an American political party. How can they be? All they want to do is fundamentally transform it, burn it, topple it, erase the history, cancel you if you disagree with them. But beyond this impeachment scam is something else lurking in the shadows of Congress, and you'd better be prepared for it. We had all better be prepared. And if you're not prepared, get prepared. This is, it's a real deal, and it's something to be worried about. Congress is now controlled, as you know, both houses controlled by the Communist Socialists. Now, we have this thing called H.R. 1, H.R. 1, and it doesn't stand for Human Resources 1. House Resolution 1, otherwise known as For the People Act of 2019. This thing actually passed in the House of Representatives in March of 2019. Now that the Communist Socialists have the Senate under their power as well, it's extremely important that you educate yourself about this bill, ladies and gentlemen, especially if you're like me and you believe that election integrity should be our number one priority going forward as conservatives, not only in America, mind you, but around the world. But pay attention to this bill, those of you in the United States. I'm going to post it on the YouTube channel, but also read it to you here, a portion of the bill at least. Not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to provide translations for you that they don't provide. You're going to get, you see, the brilliance, the articulate in translation and the analysis of this thing as only I can provide it to you. And we're going to talk about what they really intend to do with this bill. So, the House Resolution Number 1 bill of March of 2019, the For the People Act, It passed on March 8th last year. It was sponsored by Commu-Socialist John Sarbanes from Maryland, if my memory serves. And here's a little bit about it. Specifically, the bill expands voter registration and voting access, and it limits removing voters from voter rolls. Let me read that to you again. The bill expands voter registration and voting access, and it limits removing voters from voter rolls. All right, now let me give you the right side with Doug Billings translation. What this is saying is that anyone can vote. Illegals, the dead, those too young to vote, and the dead, I'm not talking about the band. You know that because you're one of the most intellectually mature audiences in all of podcast land. The illegals, the dead, those too young to vote, those not registered to vote, felons, prisoners, people can vote multiple times. That's what this is saying. And if you think I'm kidding, I'm not. So let me continue now with what the text of the bill says, and then I'll give you another translation. The bill provides for states to establish independent, nonpartisan redistricting commissions. The bill provides for states to establish independent, nonpartisan redistricting commissions. The translation: the Commu-Socialist will redistrict states according to their benefit, not the benefit of both parties. Count on it. The next point from the bill. The bill sets forth provisions for election security, sharing intelligence information, protecting the security of voter rolls, supporting the states in securing their election systems, developing a national strategy to protect the security and integrity of United States democratic institutions, and other provisions to improve the cybersecurity of election systems. All right, the right side with Doug Billings' translation to all of that. The Commu-Socialists are going to, quote, secure voter rolls with voters who are ineligible to vote, who are, as aforementioned, dead, too young, in jail, and non-citizens. And they're, quote, supporting states in securing their election system, end quote, means that Dominion will be installed and developing a national strategy to protect the security and integrity of the United States democratic institutions means that they're going to put forth a strategy of cheating to protect the Commu-Socialist Party from losses. And when they say other provisions to improve cybersecurity of election systems, what they mean is that they're going to create more robust and foolproof cyber systems to allow the Communists and the Commu-Socialist Party and other governments to affect our elections. Sorry if I sound riled up. I am. All right, continuing on. The bill also requires candidates for president and vice president to submit 10 years of tax returns. All right, okay, so, all right, there is, the founders never required or intended anybody to file or to prove their taxes, to show their taxes. Well, Doug, they didn't have taxes back. They didn't have tax returns as we know them today. So what? It's only a dig at Trump. It's only because they think that they want to control more of your life and privacy than they already do. Anyway, those were the highlights of H.R. 1, and you need to be very afraid of that, and you need to educate yourselves and keep up with developments surrounding it. Because now that they control all of the branches of government, they can push anything they want through the government. All right, let me tell you about a quaint little liberal tactic called the color revolution, if you haven't already heard this. And if you haven't heard about it, you should look into it. The color revolution. It's a process used most frequently in the Eastern European nations and some parts of South America, whereby we have operatives who target dictators and regimes, which are determined to be national security risks, worldwide security risks, etc. So they are targeted for overthrow, right? You with me so far? The primary one, or the chief among the characteristics of this color revolution, is it's a carefully engineered scenario of contested elections, ladies and gentlemen, combined with massive and mobilized protests, which they label, of course, as peaceful protests and acts of civil disobedience. Many of the same people who engaged in these activities did it here, and they used the same actions and playbook as they did overseas. You can look at last summer in the United States for evidence of the obvious. We were under a lockdown because of a virus that was intentionally released. Emotions were high. People were divided. Then what do we need? You know, we have the commie socialists. Let's not let we're not going to let any crisis go to waste. We're going to use it for our benefit. All of this was going on last year. You remember lockdowns, travel bans, anxiety about this virus. And then all they needed was something to light the fuse of anarchy. And that something was George Floyd, the George Floyd murder. And it was a terrible, terrible occurrence. But the color revolution, they have a playbook. The playbook needs a fuse, you see. And in our case in America, the fuse was Mr. Floyd. His death was tragic, and it provided exactly what those launching the color revolution wanted. The fuse to ignite chaos, protests, not only civil disobedience, but civil intolerance. And it escalated, ladies and gentlemen. You all know it. You saw it on the news every day. Escalated into riots, looting, arson, statue toppling, and anarchy. The guy behind this is a real beauty, a real gem of a fella, Norm Eisen. And you ought to look him up. You ought to research him. A Democratic operative, a commune socialist operative, and a hatchet man, really. He was involved with politics long before Obama, but got involved with Obama. He was actually President Obama's, get this, ethics czar. I mean, the ethics czar, for crying out loud, toppling governments and starting the color revolution. He's the author of, get this, you think Trump's lawsuits just happened, right? The ones that were filed against him just from Congress and people in government. This guy is the author of over 180 lawsuits that attempted to either sue, stop, or impeach President Trump. He was the special counsel to the commie socialists during Trump's first impeachment trial. He's also the author of a color revolution playbook, which is actually, and quite ironically, maybe not so ironically, titled, quote, The Playbook. And one of the plays from the playbook that's used overseas to overthrow leaders and regimes is to meddle with elections and put ballot harvesting on steroids. Harvesting ballots from counties and places within states, just gathering them up. One person goes and gathers them up. Now, how secure is that? I'll give you a hint. It's not. It's not secure at all. Ladies and gentlemen, keep yourselves informed of this color revolution and learn who Norm Eisen is. What else? Well, so as I look through our stuff here, no, I could do that. Yeah, this I think is I was delayed there because I was looking at this. Do I really want to talk about Aunt Jemima? But I think I will talk about Aunt Jemima. So the Aunt Jemima brand went off into the great pancake house in the sky. You read about this undoubtedly last year or so. Quaker Oats owns the brand, or is responsible for the Aunt Jemima brand, but Pepsi owns Quaker Oats. So they announced this new brand, and now they're calling it Pearl Milling Company, ladies and gentlemen. The Pearl Milling Company. This is about as big of a swing and miss as you'll ever see in product branding. I'm almost positive of that. What a joke. And yes, they should have left one of our favorite aunts of all time alone. The cancel culture is ridiculous, and it's rampant. So goodbye, Aunt Jemima, and welcome the Pearl Milling Company. What an absolute joke. If you get a chance to go over to the YouTube channel and watch the video, you can actually see the new brand of the Pearl Milling Company. And yeah, so Aunt Jemima's gone. She's gone. Bye-bye. And if that's not enough, the cancel culture just ruined an actress's life just for tweeting her opinion or posting it on Instagram. Nothing violent was said. No lies posted, just an opinion that didn't happen to line up with the mob and their opinion. So there's this actress out there whose name is Gina Carano, who plays a character named Cara Dune on the Disney Plus show The Mandalorian. Okay, I've seen The Mandalorian. I'm a bit of a Star Wars fan, despite the rampant commu-socialist views and infiltration that it has within the company. But anyway, she's on The Mandalorian. She's one of the key recurring characters. Not the lead. She's not the lead in this thing. But she was fired. See, she was canceled from the company, Lucasfilm, because of these controversial, they said, controversial media posts. So here's the statement, first of all, from Lucasfilm. So I want to read this to you. Quote, Gina Carano is not currently employed by Lucasfilm, and there are no plans for her to be so in the near future. Nevertheless, her social media post denigrating people based on their cultural and religious identities are abhorrent and unacceptable. Oh, really? Well, here is what she posted on Instagram. Okay, ready? Here we go. Quote, Jews were beaten in the streets, not by Nazi soldiers, but by their neighbors, even by children. Because history is edited, most people today don't realize that to get the point where the Nazi soldiers could easily round up thousands of Jews. The government first made their own neighbors hate them simply for being Jews. How is that any different from hating someone for their political views? End quote. Okay, so that's what one of her posts was on Instagram. Now, it was taken down on Wednesday, along with a post that that depicted a person wearing several cloth masks and the caption, quote, meanwhile in California, end quote. Okay, you got that? You picturing that? A person wearing multiple levels of masks and the caption was, meanwhile in California. Okay, a post that remained on Instagram included the following quote. Quote, expecting everyone you encounter to agree with you and with every belief or view that you hold is effing wild, end quote. So apparently franchise fans of The Mandalorian, members of the Communist Socialist Party snowflake crowd, had an absolute mental meltdown and began to demand that she be fired, right? Everyone part of the commu-socialist mob who, if they see something they don't like, they set out to destroy livelihoods. Okay, they also expressed their anger on social media at her back in November when she announced that she was going to, and this is back in November, right, around election time, when she said that she's going to move most of her social media presence over to Parler. Ah, Parler. Well, doesn't that just explain so much? If you go to Parler, you're a right-wing fanatic, and so we're going to cancel you. According to commu-socialists, ladies and gentlemen, if you dare to express a conservative thought on a conservative social media app, you're going to be canceled, and your ability to earn a living will be canceled. This is what these people do, ladies and gentlemen. Make no mistake about it. They destroy lives of anyone who presents any form or point of view or any part of the truth about which they, the commu-socialists, disagree. It's all sickening, and I actually feel terribly for, you know, this actress, Gina Carano. And my suspicions are, since I already know that we, the conservatives, are the vast majority of people in the world and in the United States, it only seems logical then to conclude that most Hollywood actors and actresses are also either moderate or conservative. The ones who aren't make all the noise, clearly. But if you look at it, just to think and you hear, do a little list real quick. Write down the names of Hollywood actors and actresses who are liberal and commie socialists. I bet you'll come up with less than 10. Anyway, my point is very few of them, I think, are truly commie socialist. But the minority is louder than the majority, and they feel as if the conservative ones feel like they can't speak up, or at least the majority of the conservative ones feel like they can't speak up. All right. Well, hey, enough of the dark and the depressing. It's time for your daily dose of hope and some good news. And there's plenty of it, ladies and gentlemen, plenty of good news going on around us. We're not this republic that we have here in the United States is not on its deathbed. Despite what you may think, it is not. It's alive and it's healthy. It's just being led by some whack jobs right now. But, you know, you've heard me on this show say many times that our number one priority as conservatives, whether we are in America or any other country, is election integrity. Without it, we're sunk. But the last elections, ladies and gentlemen, in America were not all controversial, and they also weren't all doom and gloom. Nor did Republicans, I would like to remind you, lose a lot last November. In fact, Republicans were huge winners last November. Okay, in the House of Representatives, ladies and gentlemen, cling to this hope. And it's an important hope. This is all very important. And it doesn't get discussed enough because people love President Trump so much. And he's not in the public eye anymore as much as he used to be. And so everyone's depressed and bummed out. I understand that. But in the House of Representatives, Republicans are now only 5 seats away from the majority. We kept every single incumbent seat, ladies and gentlemen, every single one of them, and we won all of the 27 seats that were considered, quote, toss-ups or too close to call. The Republicans picked up 7 seats that were thought to go to the Communist Socialist Party. So not only did we win every single one of the toss-ups, we won 7 that we were not supposed to win. There's lots of hope to be had out there if we look in the right places. So going forward now to the 2022 election cycle, the organization, the National Republican Congressional Committee, that's the NRCC if you're from Raytown, Missouri, they've targeted 47 Democrat-held seats, and they're going to push to reclaim the House in 2022, 2 years from now. They plan to renew a focus, and they say, quote, the stuff that matters to people, and this is from the chairman of the group, Tom Emer. He said that we're going to focus on three groups in the 2022 cycle. So I thought I would just go through these real quickly here with you. First, in the first group, there are 29 commie socialists who hold districts where their races are tight. And at the congressional and presidential races that were held in the last cycle, that includes commie socialists from the once GOP-held suburban areas, lawmakers in more GOP-friendly regions, and members in heavily Latino districts near the border with Mexico. So all of these districts, 27, 29 of them, that they're going to target in close races with Republicans. The second group includes 8 commie socialists, okay, who were considered less vulnerable, but who still won by fewer than 10 points or had underperformed Administrator Biden in their local districts. That includes Reps Colin Elred from Texas. He's a Democrat there. Katie Porter, a Democrat in California. And Sharice Davids in Kansas. She needs to go. Kansas has a real problem with the commie socialist governor and with this Sharice Davids. Real, real communists. And then the last group, there's 10 members that they're going to focus on whose seats could be changed, could be, during the redistricting that are listed by the Republicans. So they are Deborah Ross. She's a Democrat from North Carolina. And to give you a couple or one more, John Garamendi, he's a Democrat from California. So they're going to focus on this. They've got a plan. They've got a plan to proceed into the 2022 election cycle. And then Texas has a governorship coming up in 2022. So make sure that you become aware. Make sure you do your research. Don't stop voting. You see, the fraud and the scam didn't affect every race. It clearly affected the big prize that we all wanted. Go out there and vote. Our number one priority has to be to fix broken election systems. But for God's sakes, don't stop voting. Get out there and do it. Texas, one quick plug here for a buddy of mine. You should also be paying attention to the governor race. It's going to be taking place on November 8th of 2022, along with these other ones that I mentioned. But look into my buddy Chad Prather and give him a compliment of looking over his candidacy and considering him for the governorship of Texas. You want to look into that guy, Chad Prather, a true patriot. He's got a very popular social media presence. You won't find any problem with regards to finding him. But get out there and check him out, please. So, there we are. Ladies and gentlemen, that's it for today. Don't forget to subscribe to this channel on YouTube. Make sure that you're out there. We'll have a big day on March 2nd, whether you're listening to the audio version here or you're watching the video channel over on YouTube. March 2nd will be the second interview that I have with General Michael Flynn, and we have a confirmed huge name who will appear with him. Not going to tell you who that is. You'll have to tune into the show to see who it will be. Aren't I a tease, ladies and gentlemen? But tune in March 2nd, a big day for us. The shows will drop in the United States that day around dinner time on March 2nd. And as always, don't forget to inspect and take inventory of that pack of blessings on your back. We have so many things to be thankful for. And as always, let's meet in prayer. In determined prayer for the Republic, for the world, and all in it, everywhere around the world. Ladies and gentlemen, God bless you. God bless America, and God bless all of you from around the planet. We'll meet again right here on the right side with Doug Billings. Cheers.